The lesson from Psalm 119. Revive me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness. The entirety of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous judgments endures forever. Princes persecute me without a cause, but my heart stands in awe of your word. I rejoice at your word as one who finds great treasure. I hate and abhor lying, but I love your law. 7 times a day I praise you because of your righteous judgments. Great peace have those who love your law, and nothing causes them to stumble. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. When we are little children, we learn to say bedtime prayers. And many families have the tradition of saying prayers at mealtime, morning, noon, and evening. Our lives are arranged by hours, not just randomly, but God himself put these things into place. Genesis 1 describes God's act of creation as evening and morning, the first day, the second day, and so on. In the Old Testament, Israel brought sacrifices and had prayers evening and morning. We usually worship on Sunday morning, and we have Vesper services in the evening. There are also other events that we connect with times of the day. For example, we think of noontime as being when Jesus was hung on the cross, and 3 hours of darkness, and at 3 o'clock then, Jesus died. We remember these things when we pray at these times. When early Christians started gathering in schools, convents, and monasteries, they set certain times of day for prayer, finally organizing 7 hours for prayer. They would gather together especially to sing the Psalms, that hymn book of the Old Testament, to hear a lesson from Scripture, and to have prayers. The prayer times were named according to the time of day, for example, matins for morning, vespers for evening. One of the main purposes, though, was to gather to read and sing the Psalms. And by singing the whole book of Psalms every week in the monasteries and convents, these words and phrases became part of the devotional life of people such as Martin Luther. After years as a monk, he could probably quote any part of the book of Psalms at any time. And that is one of the places in the book of Psalms where we learn and where he learned to know God's loving kindness, God's mercy, God's forgiveness of our sins, as our text describes. Revive me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness. The entirety of your word is truth. My heart stands in awe of your word. I rejoice at your word as one who finds great treasure. 7 times a day I praise you because of your righteous judgments. Great peace have those who have your law. When we pray services such as matins and vespers, we are singing the Bible. Already this morning, we have sung many verses from the Psalms, and we've heard a scripture lesson. And after this short devotion, we will sing a psalm or hymn that is called We Praise You, O God, often called by the Latin name Te Deum. And many of the phrases of that hymn, too, are taken from scripture. And when we sing it, we are joining ourselves with Christians from all over the world, now and back 1,700 years that hymn has been sung. Those words are almost like a creed if you listen and look carefully, because they describe the work of God as our Father who created us, God the Son who is our Savior, and God the Holy Spirit who forgives and strengthens us for our daily life in this world. After the Te Deum, we sing prayers with biblical words and phrases that go back to the time of Jesus. We ask for his mercy, his forgiveness, his protection, and his blessing. We ask for the Lord's mercy, and when we say, Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy upon us. We ask for forgiveness using the words that Jesus taught us, our Father who art in heaven. And we ask for protection when we pray, defend us this day with your mighty power. And we receive the Lord's blessing in the words of the apostles, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with us all. When we pray these prayers, matins and vespers and other times. We pray with Christians of all times and in all places. We pray at evening, in the morning, and at noontime. We are part of the one holy Christian church, and we sing the works of God with our neighbor, our brother, sister, roommate, teacher, student, and with the Holy Church throughout all the world. And we look forward to the choirs of heaven, where we will sing the praises and works of God, our Maker, Redeemer, and Comforter, with the glorious company of the apostles, the goodly fellowship of the prophets, the noble army of martyrs, with saints and angels and all the company of heaven. Revive me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness. Great peace have those who love your law. Amen.